What's up, fight fans? Welcome to Full Press MMA. It is Thursday, May 25th, 2023. Creeping up on Memorial Day weekend. Hope you stay safe and have a blast this weekend. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media. And I am here with all the news, with all the notes, with all the hot topics. And of course, you know the hot takes that you need to be the smartest fan in the room when you're talking about the sport we know and love, mixed martial arts. It's Thursday, heading toward the end of the week. No UFC fights this weekend, but plenty of stuff to keep us busy. It's Grease, it's Full Press, it's Thursday. Let's roll. And where else would we start? Why not with this whole world going crazy with these boxers and MMA fighters and all this nonsense? The Jake Paul era and the era of MMA fighters going to fight boxers in the boxing ring. Well, Tyson Fury and John Jones, you know, have been going back and forth. And Dana White said, hey, Tyson Fury, anytime you're ready, I'll make that match happen in the octagon. And Tyson Fury responding back. He doesn't plan to mess around with MMA if he ever fights John Jones. Why would he? It'd be a one-way ticket 6 feet under. And they are both heavyweight superstars. Fury, the WBC and the ring titles in boxing. Jones, the UFC heavyweight champion. They seem to be in agreement that they like to fight one another, right? But far apart on how that matchup might look. And look, Tyson talked about fighting Francis Ngannou with MMA gloves in a cage under boxing rules, but Fury has recently dismissed the idea that he'd meet Jones in the octagon. Dana White jumped in and said he could deliver a Fury-Jones fight, but under MMA rules. Fury doubling down on his boxing suggestion on Instagram, saying, quote, if you guys want to fight me, it's got to be under boxing rules. I don't roll around the floor. I stand up and punch. And that was in response to Dana saying, we can talk all we want. Tyson can talk. Jones can talk. I can talk. We can all talk. Let's do it. If Tyson is serious and he wants to do it, listen, I got Floyd Mayweather to fight Conor McGregor, and we paid Floyd. We got Floyd the number he wanted. If Tyson Fury is serious and he wants to fight John Jones in the UFC, let's start talking. Obviously, you heard Tyson's response. I don't roll around the floor. I stand up and punch, so it's all a bunch of jibber-jabber right now. But it is kind of interesting when you think about it that, you know, John Jones and Tyson Fury going back and forth about who's the baddest man on the planet. Tyson Fury would get wrecked in an MMA cage. John Jones would get wrecked by Tyson Fury in a boxing ring. Each one admits it, so it's really just been a little bit of fun on social media. And yeah, to me, it's a little fun to talk about. And I think, you know, when you realize what you're really getting at here, these boxers are trying to get big paydays against MMA fighters to bring them in the ring and beat them up, right? Well, that's not what MMA fighters should do anymore. They should say, hey, you come in the ring, we'll go in the cage with you after. And Jake Paul claims he's offering that to Nate Diaz, but we'll see. You know, interestingly enough, and for Daniel Cormier, the former UFC heavyweight champion, said, for the record, this is a quote, Tyson Fury in a full-on fight has no chance against John Jones. That's no knock on Fury. In a singular skill set with boxing gloves, Tyson Fury will beat Jones every day of the week. But if by chance they ever get into a full-on fight, Fury has about as much of a chance as the guy walking into a convenience store on the end of your block to beat John Jones in a free fight. It's not going to happen, and this isn't just me knocking Tyson Fury. This is me telling you the absolute truth. Tyson Fury is the world's best boxer. But the world's best boxer stands such a slight chance to beat these elite mixed martial artists. It's crazy. And meanwhile, you know, all this stuff is still swirling around about Jones and Stipe Miocic and DC talking about, staying on Daniel Cormier here, the most respected analyst in the sport, that Jones and Stipe might not happen, saying, quote, it needs to come together. Still nothing. It just feels like we're going to miss this one too, and that's unfortunate. But if I chance, you know, I mean, look, it makes it happen, then we got Jones talking to Tyson Fury, and we just missed Ngannou versus Jones. And yeah, I'm with DC. We're missing a lot of the big fights here, and we need to get at least Jones versus Stipe done. But rumors, at least according to Chael Sonnen with Brendan Schaub on Thick Boy, strong rumors about John Jones versus Sergey Pavlovich in Australia with the Stipe Miocic fight, quote, up in flames. And this is what Chael said, quote, I'm hearing strong rumors that Stipe and Jones is going to go up in flames and that Sergey Pavlovich versus Jones is happening in August. Strong enough that I can tell you that's at least being pursued. I don't know where they are in agreeing, but that's at least being pursued. And if you did have partners in Australia, you promised them Izzy, and you said, look, I can't deliver, but I can bring you Jones and Pavlovich. Are we good? They'd probably say, yeah, we're good. I have to give Jones credit. I really do, and that pains me. I got to give him credit here because people have said he was going to fight Stipe, then he was going to retire. It's like, well, hold on, people. Let me remind you of one thing. When you talk about the mindset, you talk like John Jones doesn't have the courage. Let me just remind you, he thought he was fighting Francis, he agreed to fight Stipe, and he ended up in there with Cyril. Good call, Chael, and Pavlovich versus Jones would be crazy, right? With Pavlovich coming out guns blazing from the start and Jones trying to take him down, as big and as strong as he is, that'd be a lot of fun to watch that fight. But everyone in the world, at least everyone I know in the sport, wants to see Jones versus Stipe. Who knows if we're going to get it? Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that it happens. But in the meantime, Jones versus Pavlovich wouldn't be that bad. And who knows what Stipe would even look like getting back in there after all this time off at 40 years old. So there are so many factors, so many variables. This is where now MMA is starting to turn into boxing a little bit. And I know Dana White's not going to have this, right? So you're looking at a situation where the best boxers don't ever fight each other. We finally got Haney and Loma. Ish, you know, the best and the best. And then you get, you know, Bud Crawford and Errol Spence Jr. coming up too. So thinking about those things, then yeah. But the UFC is slowly starting to become where you're not seeing the fights you want to see. It's been Jones versus Stipe, Jones versus Ngannou, and it's been really disheartening for a lot of fans. So hopefully they can figure that out with John and Stipe. Keeping it moving on Full Press MMA, Jim Greece here with you, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece underscore, at Cageside Greece on social media. The news, the notes, the hot topics, and the hot takes you need to be the smartest fan in any room when you're talking about mixed martial arts, and we know how much we love this sport. Continuing on with your headlines on your Thursday, May 25th, and no UFC fights this weekend. Khamzat Chimaev continuing on. Remember, he talked a lot this week about wanting to fight Kamaru Usman. The UFC is going to give him a fight in October in Abu Dhabi. And thinking about this for one second, it just makes me realize, hey, Khamzat just really wants a fight. He's angry. He's on the sideline. He talked about other opponents like Adesanya yesterday. And if you ask Dana White, you know, 6 months into 2023, almost, how come Khamzat hasn't had a fight? Well, Dana White talked about Khamzat dealing with personal stuff. That's been his absence, explaining his absence since UFC 279 in the win over Kevin Holland. But Boers denies that claim. He says he's been ready to fight for months, and he really, I mean, constant clips of him just killing his training partners. And so when you think about it, you don't know who to believe, right? So it's confusing to see him keep calling out Adesanya, Pereira, and then, of course, Kamaru Usman. And then you wonder what's happening. Why does he not have a fight? So think about this. What's Khamzat thinking? What's on his mind? Well, he's unfollowed Dana White, Sean Shelby, and Mick Maynard on social media. Darren Till, his buddy, got the axe too, and it's unbelievable. It's crazy, and you look at his list of people he follows, Andrew Tate and Abu Dhabi MMA figure Tom Khan. So when Khamzat Chimaev gets upset like this and starts unfollowing people, maybe it's nothing, maybe he's getting ticked, maybe he's sending a message, but he's been calling out everybody under God's green earth, on God's green earth, and under the sun, and it hasn't worked so far. So for him, he's starting to feel a little bit disrespected, starting to feel like he's not getting what he wants from the UFC, unfollowing Dana, unfollowing the matchmakers. And you know, with this era upon us and when fighters are making so much money, these things are happening a lot more, the top fighters anyway, and they didn't used to happen in the old days, but they're happening a lot more now. And you see it with many fighters, even with Aljamain Sterling, right? Dana White wants him to get in there and fight in August. He said the fight was made. You heard the back and forth all week, and Aljo and Dana and Dana and Aljo. Well, Chael Sonnen weighing in on that, saying he's never seen a more disrespected champion than Aljamain Sterling, saying, quote, there's certain things Aljo would just like to get credit for, and he's right to do that. I've never seen a more disrespected world champion, and this isn't new. You guys got your nuts in a ringer over Aljo the night that he won the world championship via disqualification. It wasn't just you, the viewer. The pundits did it to him as well. It wasn't just the pundits. Officials, members of the commission had a problem with the referee letting a world title change hands over a disqualification. I never understood that. We only have a couple of rules in this sport. Don't poke the eyes, don't bite the son of a bitch, and don't kick him when he's down. One was egregiously violated. So Chael is surprised to see that even after beating Henry Cejudo, Triple C, the combat sports goat, in his own text and posts and all, is maybe in his own mind, but obviously has a great case on that. But that win over Henry still didn't get Aljo where he wants to be, respect-wise, and Chael just had this to say about that. Quote, we can bring the greatest and most decorated combat athlete in the history of our time. If we do that, we get Cejudo back. We get rid of Aljo. The world can then be fixed. Aljo didn't follow the script. Instead of appreciating it, we've decided to be angry, and we've decided to be mean to him, and we've decided to hurt the world champion's feelings. What kind of world are we living in? Hurt his feelings. I think he'll be okay. Meanwhile, Francis Ngannou is okay. He's made a ton of money in the PFL. He's got what he wants in PFL Africa. He's got the seat on the fighters advisory, whatever it is, with PFL and Don Davis and their delusional Never mind. I'm not even going to get into that today. I've been saying it every day. But Francis Ngannou's manager said the UFC, quote, stalled him from fighting out his contract earlier, was still very close to resigning. So let me just riddle me this, okay? If they did stall out his contract and they didn't want him to fight earlier, then why is he still sitting out now? And why is he not going to fight in a cage, supposedly, until maybe mid-2024? Something's not adding up from Francis' side here. I love the guy, and I mean, look, you got to save face when you end up signing 20,000 levels below where you were before. I mean, you got to save face in some way, right? So Francis Ngannou has a pay-per-view cut now. He's got a $2 million purse for his next opponent, and you'd expect to have anybody want to get in there and trade hands with Francis Ngannou, right? Well, Randy Couture, another guy who's looking through jaded lenses because he had so many problems with the UFC over the years, he says, I'll tell you what, and this is a quote, Ante Delezia won last year's championship in stellar fashion. He was very highly touted when we signed him, and of course, Couture works with PFL. He struggled with the format early on, and I think he sorted it out. He figured out what he needed to do, his preparation, his game planning, his training to get through a whole regular season, make it to the playoffs, win the championship. So that's a fight I'd love to see. He's a game fighter. He's a well-rounded fighter. Francis and Ante, that would be great. I would watch the fight. I would pay a pay-per-view to watch that fight. Couture going on to say he hopes that Ngannou signing with the PFL will open the door for more higher-level, champion-level fighters even to do the same and open up the sport even more, something he wished he could have done for sure back in the day. Rolling right along on Full Press MMA, Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece underscore, at Cageside Greece on social media. The headlines on your Thursday, May 25th, and Mackenzie Dern just won the fight of her career against Angela Hill. Never looked better. I'm not saying it was the best opponent, but she never looked better, landing a career high in significant strikes, very aggressive with the takedowns and the submission attempts all throughout the fight, and she has been completely focused, and she was very open about issues with her divorce and things like that that have been coming up, and it's not a pretty thing with Mackenzie Dern right now. So she was on the MMA Hour yesterday, and she went into detail about their fractured relationship with Wesley Santos and accused him of physical abuse, saying, quote, I feel like I've been having to defend myself this whole time for things that I never thought I'd have to defend myself for. I was in a situation in my relationship where I couldn't even defend myself because I was getting, like, threatened that if I did anything, I'd be talking to the police and I could lose my daughter. So I stayed in my relationship because I believed in the family and I believe that that's what God wanted and stuff. But there's a certain point where you try and things don't change and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And then, like I was saying, I wasn't able to defend myself. Like, police were getting called to the house. I was just getting out of control. It was just getting out of control, excuse me. And going through that in front of your daughter, you don't want your daughter to witness that. And so, yeah, so it's interesting. Her ex, Santos, delivered a prepared statement and said he will speak after their divorce is final, saying, quote, I'm disappointed that Mackenzie chose to make public statements about our divorce, especially since it involves the custody of our beautiful daughter, Moa. Because we are in the middle of legal proceedings, I cannot comment on anything at this time, except to say that Mackenzie's statements are false and defamatory. So a month before the event, you guys know the backstory. They traded domestic violence accusations back and forth, custody fight, their daughter's three. Dern accuses him of repeated physical and emotional abuse, slamming a door on her leg, dragged her into their house during a fight. And in April, 1 month after Santos asked the court for custody of Moa, she filed a petition for a domestic violence restraining order, attaching videos of one incident of abuse in which he, quote, threw my phone, water bottles, pillows, and bedding while harassing, intimidating me verbally. So we don't need to go any further with this, but just a messy situation and further proof that maybe nobody should ever get married. But at the end of the day, it's very, very unfortunate that there's this couple's going through this. It's news. It's out there. She put it out there. It's hard for me to even talk about. I've been through a divorce. I have three kids. It's extremely tough. And I hope that cooler heads prevail for the sake of Moa, who's the most important one in the whole entire thing here. And, you know, it's interesting. So I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I do know that I'm glad to see, I've known Mackenzie a long time. I'm glad to see her so focused. I'm glad to see her just really just dialing in on her career. And that's what she needs to do right now. So when I think about it, Mackenzie's in a good place with her career. Hopefully the personal stuff comes along and then her daughter will be okay. Wrapping it up on Full Press MMA, Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, right here with you, at Jim Greece underscore, at Cageside Greece on social media. Wrapping it up, it's Thursday the 25th. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday. Have some fun. And we will be back next week with more Full Press MMA. And by the way, we always tell you, we got the news, the notes, the hot topics, and the hot takes to make you the smartest fan in any room. And if that room is a sports book, We got your back with the Fight Stack. Full fight previews, odds breakdowns of every main card fight on every UFC fight card on the Fight Stack. Except this week, there's no UFC fights. But we do that every week, and then we give you the Friday special after the weigh-ins with the weights, the ramifications, where the odds have moved, the props, and all those things on the stack. And you get it right here where you get Full Press MMA, which is Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart, Stitcher, Podbean, wherever you're hearing me right now, you get the Fight Stack as well. So you get the news every day, and you get the fight previews and odds breakdowns as well. Main card fights, every UFC fight card. And we wrap it up on your Thursday with some funny news. Literally, we don't know that it's funny. The news necessarily isn't necessarily funny, but we know the end product will be. Why? Because the UFC and Adam Sandler are teaming up to create a new comedy show. Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, and the UFC. The UFC is about to expand its entertainment portfolio. They've gone full Hollywood with Ari Emanuel. Netflix recently released the docuseries McGregor Forever, and the timing is perfect to align with Conor in the Ultimate Fighter 31 season with Michael Chandler. But man, oh man, they can expect a lot more content coming from the UFC moving forward. There will be a scripted UFC comedy series with Adam Sandler involved. Dana White telling the Pat McAfee Show, quote, "It's not easy to just whip out a documentary and do it, but we're doing a deal right now with Roku where we're filming a documentary behind the scenes of the UFC that will come out later this year. It's about the whole business. You guys will see all the behind the scenes. We're working on that documentary. We're also working on a show right now with Adam Sandler that's a comedy about working in the offices of the UFC. That ought to be good." There's not much detail there. It'll be Sandler's first tie-in to an MMA piece of entertainment since Happy Madison, his company, helped produce Here Comes the Boom in 2012. Kevin James, Sandler's friend, was in that. UFC allowed its name and licensing rights to be featured in the film. Sandler, not a surprise here that he's involved with this idea. The SNL star, former SNL star, is represented by William Morris Endeavor. His most recent film, Murder Mystery 2, currently available for streaming on Netflix. And that's a good idea, right? I mean, laughter is the best medicine. Sandler's great at delivering that. And the UFC, I mean, just to get a little bit more of that entertainment feel, to kind of get that kind of, even if it's a little fictional, just to get that idea and that and what it might look like behind the scenes in the UFC offices. But from a funny point of view, with Adam Sandler at the helm, I know I'll watch it. I don't know about you, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I think it's great that the UFC is going full-blown to the entertainment side of the business. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more Full Press MMA on your Thursday, May 25th. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease _, at Cageside Grease on social media. Thanking you so much for being here. Remember, there's no us without you. Keep your game tight and your mind right, fight fans. I'm out.